This is Fresh Air. In this year's foreign language film Oscar race, South Korea will be represented by the drama Burning, written and directed by Lee Chang-dong. The movie, adapted from a short story by Haruki Murakami, is a psychological thriller about three young characters, one of whom is played by the popular Korean-American actor Steven Yeun. Film critic Justin Chang has this review.
Burning is the most absorbing new movie I've seen this year, and also the most enigmatic. The director, Lee Chang-dong, tells a deceptively simple story about two young men and the young woman who brings them together, with the kind of psychological ambiguity that can make other movies feel clunky and diagrammed by comparison. Just when you think you've figured out what kind of movie Burning is, a romantic triangle, a crime thriller, a dark comedy of class rage, it suddenly changes shape and slips through your fingers. Lee and his co-writer, Oh Jung-mi, adapted the screenplay from Barn Burning, a 1983 short story by Haruki Murakami, which they have skillfully expanded and transplanted from Japan to South Korea. The popular Korean actor Yoo Ah-in stars as Jong-soo, a quiet, withdrawn young man and aspiring writer who lives on his father's farm in a small town located near the border with North Korea. In the opening scene, though, he's in Seoul, working a part-time delivery job, when he runs into Haemi, a young woman, played by Jeon Jong-seo, whom he used to know when they were children. Haemi is friendly, flirtatious, and a bit volatile, and before long, they're having sex in her cramped apartment, an encounter that seems to mean much more to Jong-soo than it does to her. Not long afterward, Haemi begins seeing Ben, a handsome, well-dressed man who drives a Porsche and lives in Seoul's famously rich Gangnam district. Is Ben Haemi's new boyfriend? It's not entirely clear. And either way, Haemi insists on keeping Jong-soo around. As the three of them hang out, Ben's air of casual entitlement becomes ever more oppressive. He's unfailingly polite, but you can sense the assumed superiority in his little chuckles and half-smiles, as well as a chilling lack of emotion that verges on sociopathic. Ben is played by the Korean-American actor Steven Yeun, known for his work on The Walking Dead, and it's a brilliant stroke of casting. Yeun delivers his performance entirely in Korean, but his American celebrity status lends him the subtle affect of an outsider, making him seem lofty and unreachable. But all three performances are flawless. Jeon Jong-seo, in a heartbreaking screen debut, plays Haemi as a lost, lonely woman with a startling capacity for emotion. As the movie's inarticulate male lead, Yoo Ah-in has in some ways the trickiest task, but he reaches almost subterranean depths of feeling. Even when his character, Jong-soo, says nothing, which is most of the time, you feel his awkwardness, jealousy, and insecurity. Most intriguingly, you sense his inner conflict, not just his desire for Haemi, but also his strange fascination with Ben, who can be as attractive as he is repellent. The characters' bonds are so emotionally and psychologically complex that I could have gladly watched their dynamics subtly play out for hours. But shortly after Ben makes a strange personal admission that illuminates the meaning of the title, Burning gradually shifts into a darker, more menacing psychothriller register. Someone disappears without explanation. Seemingly insignificant details from the story's first half begin to take on frightening implications in the second. Jong-soo tries to figure out what's going on, but with each new lead, the ground seems to shift beneath his feet. At times we hear the sounds of North Korean propaganda blasting from the loudspeakers across the border, a detail that has led some to interpret Burning as a parable of political reunification. Others have read the movie as a more straightforward study of class resentment, underscored by the contrast between Ben's elegant apartment and the run-down farmhouse that Jong-soo calls home. Ben is like a modern-day Korean Gatsby, Jong-soo says. He himself feels a deep affinity with his favorite writer, William Faulkner, a reference that provides a grim clue as to where the story is headed. Lee Chang-dong, a major figure in world cinema, previously directed the dramas Secret Sunshine and Poetry, which followed their characters on intensely harrowing emotional journeys marked by the faint possibility of transcendence. Burning is also invested in a search for deeper meaning, but transcendence here seems even more elusive. To me, the world is a mystery, Jong-su says, shortly before the movie reaches its tense, frightening, and diabolically slippery finale. Burning knows that the most compelling mysteries are the ones that can never be solved.
Justin Chang is a film critic for the LA Times. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, we'll talk about how U.S. law enforcement failed to see the threat of white nationalism and now doesn't know how to stop it. My guest will be Janet Reitman. We'll talk about her article in Sunday's New York Times Magazine. She reports that domestic counterterrorism strategy has focused on Islamic extremists and ignored the rising danger of far-right extremists. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, Heidi Simon, Teresa Madden, Luke Zadie, Thea Chaloner, and Seth Kelly. I'm Terry Gross.